News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Optometrists are calling on the government to radically reform the eye care system. As new figures reveal, over 50,000 people are on waiting lists for an eye procedure. The Association of Optometrists wants the government to restructure the organisation of cataract surgery, which accounts for a large proportion of waiting list backlog. To discuss this further, we're joined by Linda McGivney-Nolan, advisor to the Association of Optometrists. Thank you indeed for joining. I was doing so well as well. Listen, joking aside, this is a serious story. Tell us about the current state of the eye care system in this country.
Well, the problem is our waiting lists are growing, and in the last year, I think around this time last year, we 38,000. That's now crept up to 41,600. In addition to that, we've another 10,400 on inpatient procedures. The majority of these are cataract patients. Now, we have to acknowledge that some movement has been made to try and deal with this. The Eye and Ear and Nina Hospital both have new cataract clinics, but that's not going to be enough to meet the demand because our population is growing. There are more of us living longer and, you know, having all the problems that are associated with age, with vision. So as we age, the rate of sight-threatening eye problems increases. And, you know, we need total paradigm shift in how we manage eye care in this country because what we have is not working.
And important to stress, I mean, it hardly needs to be stressed. I mean, we're not talking about waiting lists for Veruca here.
No.
I mean, this is serious, serious stuff. This is cataracts. This is, I mean, we've covered this on the programme before. We've heard from GPs saying they have elderly clients who are literally going blind because they're on a waiting list for cataract surgery.
Yeah. And it's like, it's reversible. It's successful. It's highly successful surgery. It's comparatively simple compared to the way it used to be sort of 10, 15 years ago. It's usually a day procedure. And if you can't see, you can't drive, you lose your independence, increased risk of early admission to nursing homes, increased risk of falls, increased risk of depression. So for the sake of one thing, you have a knock-on effect which has profound implications to quality of life.
Okay. There are also, it's not just people, older people, there are also children on the waiting list here.
You see, we have this additional problem that, yes, we have, we're lucky in Ireland that we have a growing population, for children as well. Like a lot of other countries, birth rate has declined. In Ireland, ours is still good, but it means that we have children that, 20% of children are going to have vision problems and they can't get access to an eye examination through the public system because the way we do it here, which is completely contradictory and the opposite to the way it's done in most other countries, the only way a child in Ireland can access a free or a state eye examination is to go through the community ophthalmic physician, the community eye doctor. And we have children waiting over 20 months. So if you have a child who has vision problems, and this is particularly important for the under sevens, if that's not dealt with, first of all, it's affecting their development. Second of all, it's affecting their education. And third of all, and most importantly, they can be left with permanent vision loss, ADI.
Okay. Linda, just briefly, if you can, and it's a very complex area, I know, so difficult to cover briefly. What do you want the government to do?
Well, we want the government, first of all, to roll out the Sligo scheme. So in Sligo, very briefly, it's now, since 2010, it's evidence-based, it's being piloted, it's now working away. When you've had your cataract surgery, you go out to your optometrist locally. The optometrist does the post-cataract care, the eye. You're going anyway to get new glasses. Uh-uh. So what we've done in Sligo is you have the hospital visit that used to be done. It's done now by the optometrist. That's the first thing. The second thing is we want the paediatric eye care program rolled out and sorted, and we want children to be able to go to their optometrist so every child has equal access to eye care, and those who need the specialised care of an eye doctor can access it more quickly. And then obviously as well, financially, this payments have to be put in place. At the moment, for example, PRSI has been brought up to, you know, reflect the important role of optometry, what we can do, whereas the HSC, the medical card, is still at austerity levels, and that's not going to work.
Okay, we will leave it there. Linda McGivney-Nolan of the Association of Optometrists in Ireland, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Let us know your views on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.